Blog Talk Radio. Afternoon and good evening or night, wherever you are and whenever you may decide to listen to the show. Today is Sunday, the 11th of March, and I am your host, Bernadette Garvin, coming to you live from Galway in Ireland. And you are now listening to Angelic Realms Radio Show. We are a live show that you can call from anywhere in the world for free, yes, for free, via Skype, for free mini readings, our questions and answers. We'll answer them. And the number to call is area code 949-203-4840. I'll repeat that. It's 949-203-4840. If you're an international caller calling from outside the United States, you put press 1. So it's plus 1, 949-203-4840. You can Skype the show on angelpractitioners.com/live now, but you can also join us live on the show on Angel Practitioners. Let me just give you this. This is new for me. This today is our first time we're going live where you can actually call us in on the show on angelpractitioners.com/live now. You can chat with us and ask us questions, so come join us. Again, the phone number is 949-203-4840. Notice you will see, when you Skype the show, you will see the Skype icon on the Blog Top website when we are live on air. Make sure you press 1 on that, and also when you phone into the show, press 1 on your keypad so you get into queue to ask questions or get available free mini reading. We have also got Angelic Realms, which are our Facebook group, which you might like to join. And if you want further information, that's angelicpractitioners.com/info. And today I will have an amazing young man, one of the leading psychics in Australia. He was a baby on this show for us and came out here and everybody fell in love with him. So that's Alex Morgan, all the way from Melbourne. So if you're out there, this is Alex Morgan's going to be on the show today. He's a medium, he's psychic, he's very gifted, and the person you're going to be reading an awful lot and hearing a lot about in the future. So please call into the show again. It's 949-203-4840. International callers, plus 1. And if you're calling via Skype or on your line, always make sure that you press 1 to get in line to the queue. And you can also join us live now on and text us in, ask questions on angelicpractitioners.com/live. Looking forward to hearing from you. And with that, I just want to take, before I bring Alex on, he's waiting here in the background, and I think it was early hours, 4 o'clock in the morning. He's been up since. Today is Mother's Day across Europe and Ireland, and I want to wish all mothers, potential mothers, people who are mothers, who may not have had the children of their own, but are mothers to people, and anyone who would like to be a mother, wishing each and every one of them a lovely and happy Mother's Day. And with that, I'm going to bring on, this. Like I said, he's a gem, he's an angel, and he's a gifted psychic medium, Alex Morgan, all the way from the wee hours of the morning from Melbourne in Australia.
Hello, Bernie, are you there?
I am here, Alex, and how are you?
I am fantastic. Super ready for today. I love the new background noise and everything Dax has created. Dax is a hardworking man, I swear to God.
Oh, you know, this guy is a whiz. We just had I just wish I had 1% of his techie stuff, you know. He's amazing. And what about whizzes, Alex? Wow, you have been on some journey, because Alex would have been part of our international show on two occasions here. I think it was two Alex, two we did it, yeah, and took live calls. We had an amazing time. People loved him and always wanted him back. So he's been back. This is a couple of times he's been back on the show. So Alex is here because any time he's been on before, we haven't had enough time to do lives. We did some, but so we're going to do, today is a day dedicated, let's say, to all the mothers out there. If you're out there listening in, even if it is a Mother's Day, wherever you are, pick up the phone, dial in, go on to Messenger, go on to our Facebook page, go on to angelpractitioners.com live, angelpractitioners.com/live, and chat with us. So, Alex, before we go into taking calls and stuff, and that's pretty much what we'll be doing, I'm going to let you just tell the people, because I know personally you've been on some bit of a journey since you've been here just a few months back. Can you just give them a little bit on what you've been doing since we saw you last?
Yeah, awesome. Not a problem. So last time when I was on, I think I'd done my very first debut on Angelic Realms, would have been probably, I think it's June 11th. So this is going off a banner that I've got at the moment. So what's been happening from then, you know, my spiritual journey has really picked up. And it was mainly like, you know, trying to find my essence and trying to find who I was as a person, because, you know, our spiritual journey is something that is so, you know, it's all about us. It's all about, you know, connecting within, connecting from, you know, all different backgrounds and whatnot. You know, I came in on the radio talking about my journey as being bullied, you know, and saved by the angels, and, you know, to where I am now, to actually being a psychic medium, clairvoyant, tarot reader, intuitive, and a channeler. You know, our journey can prolong. You know, if this is our dedication, if this is our pathway, we're going to make it happen. And for me, it's really about sharing and, you know, loving people and, you know, helping them to find the guidance and direction to where they need to go. So, you know, from the last time you guys probably heard from me, it's been, you know, probably about a year or so now, when we've done our official first radio together, Bernie. You know, I'm working at a healing center at Sacred Keys here in Epping Mill Street. You know, it's a beautiful center down there. I've done access bars, practitioner I am. So, you know, I've done a few different healing modalities and whatnot, but literally busy with clients, you know, helping them, you know, helping them to transform, helping them to inspire themselves so they can move on. Because let's face it, you know, ourself, you know, we can get so caught up in physical life. We don't know where we need to go. We don't know this. We can just become so clouded in our own head. And what I try to do is help people with the guidance, help people with the direction to where they need to go. So if it's not me channeling messages from spirit, you know, because how I basically work is that, you know, I channel messages from spirit. They'll come in, they'll talk to me, they'll tell me that, right, this needs to be done, or right, this needs to be done with that aspect. And what there is, it's, you know, spirit themselves could be your angels, your guides, your loved ones, whoever they may be. And what I try to do is really give people the guidance and direction. So it's just been a fantastic journey. You know, I really wish for everybody to go on their spiritual journey, because it helps you to really connect. And I'm sure with you, Ben, that you've had changes as well with, you know, your spiritual journey and your calling into this field as well.
Yeah, lots of changes for me, like you too. Loads of healing. I've done, like, I'm a crystal practitioner. I've done some access bars as well, like yourself.
Mm.
And also a lot around, probably mediumship is a big thing for me at this moment in time. And so, yeah, like involved in about 7 books this year, my own card. So, yeah, it's been a journey as well for me. But I guess we're all evolving at our own pace and our own time, you know. And but you have definitely
Exactly.
come on a journey. I can remember when you came on this show first, oh my God, remember that? I mean, it was like, and look at you today.
I'm confident, ready.
You know,
don't
I mean,
me
you
on,
always
I'm
had
ready.
It.
That's exactly
you are.
Why
you are.
I am ready.
Yeah.
Well,
you're just,
for having me on the show.
Mm-hmm. And so let's go see if there's any, we'll just check and see if there's any callers out there. We can go to calls. We'll see if there's any calls coming in there. And let's
Beautiful.
See what's coming on.
Hi, this is Donna. Thank you for taking my call.
And Donna, where are you calling from?
I'm in Santa Barbara, California.
Well, sounds beautiful. I haven't been there yet on my to-do list, and we're delighted to have you. And Donna, do you have a question?
Well, I wanted to know if there's going to be my love life. I don't have one. I'd like to meet someone and get married at some point in my life, and maybe also get a little part-time job. And those are two things I don't have right now that I would love to have.
Okay. So I'll hand you over to Alex. And,
Thank you.
This is Alex. Morgan, all the way. He's live in Melbourne. It's the early hours of the morning, and he's amazing. And then I will have a quick chat with you afterwards. So we'll hand you over to Donna.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Donna. How are you, beautiful?
Hi, handsome.
So I'm
chaperoning here, Donna, so it's okay.
Don't mind me. It's 5:10 in the morning, so I've got to have a bit of fun to keep me awake. I love it. All right, so we're having a look into love life for you, beautiful. Let me have a look into what's going on for you at the moment. Okay, let's have a look where we need to go with this. Okay, yeah, very first thing that spirits come in and said to me is that you need to start putting yourself out there, because what I'm getting shown physically and what I'm getting shown spiritually is that you sort of put up the brick walls within your own self, and it's like, you know, you come across as that, you know, tall soldier, independent person, like, you know, look at me, you know, how it is. But I also feel like a part of your own self is that you don't expose yourself enough. Or what really happens is that, you know, you'll be like, oh, you know, look at me, rah, rah, rah. But then what happens is that, you know, you shut yourself off when someone comes into, you know, oh, you know, hi, Donna, how are you? It's like, you know, you've got to get out of your comfort circle. Does that make sense, beautiful?
It does, yes.
Yeah, because what I'm also getting shown is that, you know, I'm not going to say too much because I want to keep everyone's, you know, privacy and all that to their own self. But I actually feel like there's been a really hard previous relationship that's really affected you emotionally, and it's also affected you with your confidence level. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's something that I get shown, that you need to really start to move ahead and, you know, allow yourself to heal, allow yourself to grieve, because I feel like that is sort of an in and out spiral. Now, do you have children?
No.
Okay, beautiful. Because I actually feel like a part-time job is going to come in as well, and I feel like, you know, love life is there. So what Spirit's really saying to me is that there's big transitions happening for you, and it's all about you really finding within, finding who Donna is, and understanding, you know, where does Donna want to go? Because I actually feel like you are going to make three beautiful transitions during this time. But Spirit wants you to say to you is just to make sure that you love yourself more. And I'm not talking about, you know, buying things, but really spending that time to know who you are and listening to your heart space. Because I want to say to you, Donna, go get them, Tiger. Go have some fun. You know, go get the man of your dreams. Just enjoy life right now. Just spend every moment of you capturing with the right person, because I feel like I understand when I connect with you, yes, emotionally it's been up and down, but I feel like you're going to go get them. Go, Tiger. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, my brother's just invited me to go to Hawaii in April 5th, so I'm excited about that.
Well, go have some fun. Go to Hawaii, show the men who you are, you know, have some fun, you know, and I feel like you're going to find someone, but don't be too serious about it, you know. Be honest with them. Talk about what's going on. Oh, hi, how are you? I'm Donna. Oh, hi, how are you? What's going on? But don't put your brick wall or your guard up, because that's what I'm getting shown. Yes, you can put your guard up when you feel like, oh, I'm not too sure, but you're very intuitive yourself, so listen to what you feel, okay, beautiful?
Thank you.
No worries,
and Donna,
thank you, Alex.
And Donna, I'm just going to add to that, because I just pulled one or two cards while Alex was talking, and the first thing that comes in, like, I pretty much affirm everything that Alex is saying. Time isn't right now, and I feel that there's a lot around you forgiving previous person that hurt you in past relationship, and that in some way blocks you. Even though you've moved on, you're forgiven. I just feel you need to also, you work quite hard on yourself, because you're a very generous person. You give not just with your heart, you give wholeheartedly. And also, commitment is a huge thing. When you commit to somebody, it's for life. You give a commitment. And I feel you trusted in somebody who violated that, and they were the wrong person for you. I'm saying wait. Timing isn't right now. Just easy does it. Go out there, enjoy yourself. Don't rush into anything. Don't even bring it in. Just put it out to the universe. Look, I accept my... And it's a soulmate you're looking for, and I feel he's coming, and I feel he'll be balanced. He'll balance with you, be generous as well, but he'll be a very caring person. And my sense is a larger-than-life personality, quite witty person. When you meet him, you'll know him, okay? But his timing is to wait, and forgiveness will heal. And it's like when you leave this world, the love that you'll have with the future connection with your partner, it will go beyond many lifetimes. And I feel when you meet him, it'll be like that. You've met him before. It'll be, you'll just know it. So don't rush it. Go to Hawaii. Have fun. live and watch things unfold. Just, but again, it begins with yourself, loving yourself, nurturing yourself. And so go to Hawaii with the intention of loving, getting massages, doing all the nice things for you, and just you watch your life unfold. Okay, okay, Donna?
Well said, Donna.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty much what Alex said.
Oh, I like that. Oh, good. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
Donna, just quickly.
Yeah.
Go get them. Have some fun.
Okay.
Yeah, knock them out, okay?
Yeah, that's great. Right,
knock them out. Thank you, Donna.
No worries.
And
hey,
we go
to the next one.
Yeah. Thank you. I love that accent. I just love your accent, Alex. And we've got to go to the next caller, please.
Hi. Hi.
Hello. Who am I speaking to? This is Bernadette.
Hi. Hi, Bernadette.
Hi.
This is Lynn.
Hi.
Thank you
Lynn.
So much for taking. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Alex. I also have a love question. So I'm in my 60s, and I'd like to know what you all feel for me or see as far as a long-term love relationship coming in.
Okay, and where are you calling from, Lynn?
Currently I'm in California, and I am relocating very, very soon to the Tennessee area.
Sounds lovely. Sounds beautiful. Okay, Lynn, so I'm going to hand you over to Alex, and let's see what's in store. Okay?
Thank you, Bernadette. Thank you.
All righty. Hello, Lynn. How are you, beautiful?
Hi, Alex. How are you? Good looking?
Remember,
too many compliments in the morning.
Hey, Alex,
oh, my God. Sorry, Jenny.
I'm chaperoning here, but they're beating the hatch down. Like I'm just a David.
Oh, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, Lynn, so we're looking at relationships for you, are we?
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me have a look what's going on with you. What do we need to know about you at the moment? Okay. Look, all right, what I'm getting shown for you straight away is that, again, it's a bit like you need to really get out of your comfort circle. And what it's saying to me is that you can be quite analytical, and it's not a bad way. It's mainly because I feel like, you know, everything goes to your head and you sort of self-doubt yourself in a way. Now, how old did you say you were, beautiful?
I'm 62.
Okay,
62
awesome.
Years. Now, yeah, 62 years old, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a young soul. Go rock it. what I'm getting shown for you now, I just want to confirm, did your partner pass or did you just have a falling out?
I haven't been in a real, real relationship in, a lot of years. But I've kind of talked to different people and so forth, but because I am moving very soon to Tennessee, I haven't really wanted to start something like so serious at this point in California, because I've already done it and I'm ready to just move forward. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's ready to rock and roll now. She's like, look, you know, I'm getting older, no offense, but it's like, look at me, boys, I'm coming to town. You know, I want to say to you that I feel like there is a lot of pressure going on your plate, okay? Very first thing that Spirit wants to say to me, you worry about too much. You have children, correct?
I do. I have 3 adult children, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, it's like you worry about your children way too much. It's like you worry about them. Do they also have grandchildren? Because I keep getting shown little ones walking around.
Well, actually, I have 1 grandson.
Yep.
One grandson. Yeah.
Yeah, because what I'm getting shown is I don't want to disappoint you, but I actually don't feel like there's anything with relationships just yet. In saying that, I do get there's a lot of big changes happening for you. So it's like, you know, you're moving to Tennessee, you're moving all up, you're moving around. And I actually feel like it's because you're getting older now. Don't take it in the wrong way, but it's like you're getting older. It's like you're wanting to have fun. You're wanting to explore life. You're wanting to see, you know, what's to come, what's to actually allow it all to, you know, blossom through, okay? Before I move forward, now, has your mother passed?
No, she hasn't. She's in her 80s. That's one of the things about moving to Tennessee. I want to bring my mother to take care of her myself.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because I'm like, there is something that I'm like, you're worried about family quite a lot. So I feel like the move is going to help. I feel like it's also going to give you some sort of time to, you know, allow yourself to come in, you know, transition. Because what I'm getting shown spirit wise, I don't know if you've got a grandmother who's passed. I feel like this is mother.
Yes, I do.
I don't know if she passed
away.
Yeah, I don't know if she passed away of cancer, because I keep getting shown cancer. I keep getting shown, you know, a heart issue as well. It's like she had breathing difficulties as well. Can you make sense of that?
Well, she had breast cancer as well as colon cancer,
because I feel like at the end it just spread it everywhere, and I know that wasn't your main question, but she's coming in to step forward like, hello, I'm here, you know, she wants to pass on the message.
Yeah.
Because I thought she's quite religious, her own self.
Yeah, she was very, very, very spiritual woman, and she was from the Tennessee area, and that's when I felt so drawn to, you know, to go back to that area, to that location. That's what, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm like, she's coming in, she's like, well, hello, I'm here, you know, she wants you to start talking to her a bit more. She wants you to start communicating, because I feel like she's actually looking for love for you. She's actually looking for your future husband, you know.
Yeah.
She's actually there. She's saying, Alex, I'm working for it, you know. Back in my days, I had a lot of men, and then I finally got committed to my relationship. So, yeah, I'm going to say to you, go have fun. Stop living life seriously, because I feel like if you keep putting your wagon up, it's like, you know, you've got to worry about this, you know, time is an essence. Time is an illusion.
Yeah.
You know, if we worry about time, we worry about this all the time, we're going to be like, oh my God, you know, look, where did all my life gone? Or, you know, I should have done this, or I shouldn't have done this. You know, the shoulds and shouldn't have. Focus on what you want now. Put the intentions out there. Manifest it, because it's all going to happen for you. But I feel like right now, get yourself organized for the move, because I feel like everything's up and down in the limbo. It's like energetically, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. But I feel like right now, listen to your heart, listen to yourself, because it's going to move. But I feel like right now, once the move and you sort of ease into your new place in Tennessee, I feel like everything's going to start moving in the role for you. Okay, beautiful?
Oh, yes, thank you. I agree.
Hopefully
thank
it's
you
helped
so
you
much.
And given you some guidance and clarity into it.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that part?
Hopefully it's helped you and given you some clarity into what you need to know.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, great confirmation. Thank you so much.
No worries, beautiful.
I'm just
all
gonna
the very best, and let me know how you go.
Thank you, Alex.
Lynn. Thank you, Alex.
Yes,
and Lynn, I'm just going to add to that. Yeah, what I feel is there's a lot that you've been through, an awful lot. It's like you've come through times of difficulty where there was decisions, where your integrity was at, where you just had to really struggle and stress and get through things, but you were supported. And I'm going to say, like with Alex, with people in past life, people in spirit, and also people present. And I feel that you've come out of that and you've made the decision, and abundance is going to flow into your life right now. And I feel in the moving, when I see you moving, it's like fresh air, open spaces, and you'll be at home. When it comes to love, my sense of you is you're very sensitive, very empathic, gentle, compassionate lady. But you, in your own power, you know when you meet somebody, you can instantly tell if it's what you want or don't want. Does that make sense? So it's like,
absolutely.
You come in, if somebody comes to you, you know, like, not for me, and you walk away. But I'm going to say, only time will tell. And I'm going to say there's a huge passionate side within you that is for the right person. And this friend here, I feel you're good. You are going to meet somebody. There is somebody coming in, and as Alex said, go out there, start meeting people, start making friendships, and nurture the bonds of friendship. And I feel that will, when you connect more, like I feel right now you can, because you're in between two places, you're imbalanced. When you moved in the new direction to the new place in Tennessee, it's going to be quieter, more gentler. You're going to develop friendships, and through those friendships, one of them is going to grow into a relationship. And I'm going to say acceptance. When you have that sense of inner peace with that person, and like I said, the very first thing, you have the power in the situation, and you own your power, and you're good at that. Like I said, you know what's for you and what's not. So trust your intuition. Trust it. Connect with it and feel it, and that person is coming into your life. But like now, it's changing to challenges. It's settling down. It's just going into a new place of balance, and then things will start to unfold. Okay? And I feel like going forward is looking.
All right. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you, Bernadette. Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome.
Blessings. Blessings to you.
No worries, Lynn. Have a fantastic one.
Have a magical life, okay?
Right. Thank you.
Bye. And we'll go to the next caller, please.
Hello?
Hi, who are we speaking
to?
This
is Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Desmond? How are you doing? Love your accent. Desmond, Desmond, pleased to have you. And Cleveland. And do you have a question for us, Desmond?
Yes, I want to know what should be my next step moving forward. So I know I'm learning some healing modalities, and that's the direction I'm being guided towards.
You want to know what's your next step towards your life purpose, because you're working around the healing modalities and you want some clarity or some guidance around that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have Alex Morgan here with me as well, Desmond, all the way from, coming live from Melbourne, Australia, and it's about 5 o'clock in the morning here. So I'll hand you over to Alex, and then I'll take you afterwards, and you're welcome.
Okay. What's going on, Alex?
Awesome. How's it going, Des? Nice to meet you.
All right.
Alrighty. So you're going to the healing spiritual world. Love it, love it, love it. Okay. So your question is mainly about, you know, where do I need to go with my healing and, you know, all the life purpose, basically. You know, look, spirit's coming through straight away. I feel like you're a very sensitive soul. And what they're saying to me is that you sometimes feel quite pressured that you need to make a decision now and then. Like it's going to be right now, it's going to be then and that way. What they're saying to me is learn, learn, learn. Because what happens within the spiritual world, it's like, you know, yes, I'm still doing what I'm doing, right? I'm still, you know, playing with tarot. I'm doing, you know, understanding everything. But I'm constantly learning each day. And what they're saying to me is stop with the self-doubt, because I feel like you self-doubt yourself quite a lot. Does that make sense?
Say the last part one more time, please.
I feel like you self-doubt yourself quite a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like, you know, when you come into the energy circle, it's like, oh, okay, you know, hello, you know, I'm going to hide back or I'm going to keep myself hidden. And what Spirit's saying to me is that you really need to chuck yourself down in the deep end, you know, start exploring it, because I feel like, have you looked into Reiki?
Yeah, I've been attuned to Reiki too.
Yep, beautiful. Because I'm like, you've got healing modalities, you've got a healing pathway for your own self. What Spirit is saying to me is go put yourself out there. You know, I feel like if you've got a space you can work at from home, or you've got a space that you can work at, you know, at a healing center or whatever, really start to get your name out there, because now's the time for you to capture yourself. What they're saying to me is that, you know, you'll move forward. So it's like you'll take one step into where you need to go, but then you're like, no, I can't do it, and you shut the doorway. And they're saying to me, it's really about time for you to look within, understand yourself, but it's more about getting out of your comfort circle, removing that barrier. Because what I feel for you is that, you know, yes, you've got very big, you know, healing hands, and I can actually feel the energy radiate from your own hands, but I feel like there's been a lot of personal issues that you're still dealing with. I don't know why, but I feel like, is there some sort of disconnection with a relationship or something as well? Because I feel like there's just been so much going on for you. And it's coming to a point where it's like you physically need to get yourself back into some sort of structure and motivation.
Okay. All right.
And
a little bit more
and it's all saying to me, yeah, that say to me, stop being so critical on yourself. Like, don't be too judgmental. But I feel like there's a lot of big aspects happening because, can I just say to you, buddy, you know this is your journey. You know this is your healing journey for your own self. I do get shown numerology or some sort of, you know, tarot or some sort of, you know, aspect where you can connect more deep into it. But I feel like you really need to start allowing yourself to connect more to source. And what I mean by source is, you know, your guides, you know, your spirit team and whatnot, because I feel like you've also got mediumship capabilities. But in saying that, I feel like you also want the physical explanation. And what I mean by that is that, for example, if there's someone here, like if there's a spirit here, can you please, you know, flick it a light or whatever. You want to see those class A validations. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I feel like it's all going to start to move in. I feel like this is your moneymaker. This is your moneymaker into what you need to do. But my thing is, make sure you come from a love space and also be careful who you connect with. Now, I'm not going to get too much into that, but it's like just remember to stay with the love and light energy because there's some people who will take you for a bandwagon. They'll take you, you know, throughout a journey, but listen to your own self. Trust your intuition because this is your calling, buddy. This is definitely 110% your calling. But what Spirit's saying to me is that you need balance and that's going to help you to work it all out. Sit down there, meditate, automatic flight, plan what your next journey is. Because it's about you now getting out there with your skills, helping people, allowing them, allowing yourself to, you know, use the energy to others and just connect. Because this one getting shown, this is your journey, buddy. You know it is.
Okay, okay. Yeah, because sometimes I do.
It's going to help you.
Yeah, I'm going to hop in because we have some more callers, if that's all right, Alex. And just, Desmond, just like what Alex says, and thank you, Alex, what I feel is that my intuition is almost like, it's almost like you have a noose around your neck, and it's not like some of the devil cards. So it's like you're coming in, you have a noose around your neck, you need to take that off. And that's like a sense of freedom of yourself. And as Alex said, you need to stop comparing yourself to others. You have a gift, and each one is unique. Each healer,
yep.
each practitioner, as Alex will affirm, we're all unique. So stop comparing yourself to others. The way you do things is your natural gift. And I feel like you compare yourself to others. Don't. Step back. You need to believe the magic is within you. The magical always is within you. And also, I believe that you are healing. That you are coming. Out of a dark or a difficult, very difficult time into a very positive time. And I'm going to say, moving forward in that, I'm going to say, you are a spiritual teacher, okay, and you're a light worker, and you need to follow your heart's desires. And I don't know if ever you thought about working with essential oils or anything like that, or back remedies or anything like that, but I feel that there's something you're drawn to. Alex said Reiki, you've done the Reiki, but it's something to complement the Reiki and to continue with the Reiki. But my sense is you need to believe in yourself, get a rutilated quartz crystal, that's for life purpose, life path, hold it to your heart and attune yourself to it and ask it to help you and to empower you to believe more in yourself. And you are healing. So there's something around grief and loss. So I'm going to say use an amethyst for grief and loss. So get an amethyst crystal and a rutilated quartz. Carry them with you, okay? And they will help you on your life path. But you need to start believing in yourself and acknowledging that you're good enough, that who you are and your skills are unique, that you're one of a kind, and just stop comparing. Okay, Des? Does
okay.
that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
Alex, you have anything else to add in? That's it?
No, it's just, you know, mate, just like Bernadette said, you know, don't compare yourself to others because within this industry, you know, everyone works in different things. So, for example, you know, you may have the very best tarot reader out there, but you may be the very best healer. You know, it's not about who's best. It's not about, you know, who's better than anyone. We've all got a mission in this world, and we've all got a mission to help others. And if we come from that loving energy, we're going to start to shine. But my thing is, trust in spirit because spirit is your greatest friend. Spirit is there to help guide you. Spirit is there to help you with these issues that you may have. So release all your fears. But my thing is, write down your problems on a piece of paper and burn it because what's happening is that you don't talk about your problems quite a lot. You keep it very hidden down. And I'm going to leave that for you, Jez, but, you know, allow yourself to explore the world because you can do it. Trust yourself, believe it, and make it happen. All right, buddy?
All right, I appreciate
okay.
that.
Thank you very much. And We're just listening to the show again. Let me just give the number. It's 949-203-4840 plus one for international callers. We have people in the chat room, but we also have a live chat where you can go in and join us live. And that's, I'll just give you that right. It's Angel Practitioner. Hold on, Angel Practitioners /live. So you can text us in there, send us a message, and we'll answer your questions. And I do believe we have some questions in there at this moment in time. And we just go to them, because when I go out of them, I lose them. I have to go back in again. So bear with me for a second. And let me see who we got here. I know we've got some questions coming in here. I know my feed is a bit different. Hold on. Vicky is asking a question there. It's about money. So, Vicky, Alex, do you want to take that question from Vicky, right?
All right, awesome. So, it was Vicky, and what was her question again? Sorry, Granny.
She's asking about finances. She wants to know what's going on in her financial area. Okay, so that's Vicky.
All right, Vicky. What do you see for money?
Not all of them.
Okay, I'm seeing it on. Yeah. All right, all right.
You're welcome.
Let's have a look. Thank you so much for putting your question out there, Vicky. Love the interactive on the Facebook. All right, Vicky, finances. Look, I do feel like it is being a bit of a rough trot for you, and I do feel like, you know, you yourself have a very big financial load. And what I mean by the financial load is that, you know, you've got to worry about your children, because I feel like you worry about your children quite a lot. And it's like, you know, you're putting the money into this, you're putting your money into that, but it's like you don't also get help within that. What I do see for money as well is I do feel like there is some sort of job change or job indication moving forward. So I feel like that a job change may be needed, but I feel like there's a lot of things that she wants to do, but it's a bit like, you know, she's at the part where it's like, do I do this or do I do that? So she's a bit scared of taking risks. But I feel like she needs to be in the pool and actually, yeah, jump in the deep end, because I feel like there's a lot of decisions, there's a lot of confusions around that. And what I'm actually getting shown at the moment is that, you know, there's parts where it's like, you know, she's worried about the house, she's worried about this, she's worried about that. But I also get shown, that she needs to sort of work out her budget as well, because I keep getting shown that she may have a mortgage or a loan to pay off. So I feel like at the moment, everything's up and down for her. I do want to say that financially there is going to be a change, but I feel like there is a bit of work to be done at the moment. So that is something very brief, but I feel like there is change there. They're saying to me work. Something needs to be done with work. So changing work or, you know, having some sort of more financial budget around will help Vicky out a bit more. So that's what I got with that question, Bernie.
Okay, let me see. Can I add to that, Alex, there? Because we've got another way. We'll go to this. What I feel at the moment, it's almost like this is for Vicky. In some way, it's like when I bring abundance, it's almost like you're blocked in some way when it comes to bringing finances into your life.
Mm.
And I'm going to say that you're blocking or you're not trusting enough that the universe will bring you what you need. You're focused more on scarcity, what you don't have. But I feel like if you start bringing more positivity into your life, you'll unleash that block. Things are going to come about. It's your mindset. It's like I feel like you're growing up as a child. My sense is there was a shortage of money. There wasn't enough. So you're a warrior and you worry about money and you won't fear not having enough. You're going to be taken care of. You're going to be okay. And that abundance is coming in. But, and I think there's something, like Alex has something coming in the future. I also feel there's something coming in the future. So I want you to feel, I want you to think, and I want you to speak and believe abundance, because it is coming into your life. Like when I bring money into you, it's like you freeze, because there were times there was lean pickings and there was nothing. You go back to that, especially if like I feel like you have to have a certain amount, and if you go below that, you're stuck. So I want you to trust Vicky going forward. Just trust, believe. Get I can't tell you the name of it right now. It's a crystal. It actually looks it's full of gold. I want you to get this is for Vicky, just to get a crystal. It's like fool's gold. Get it. Carry a piece of that in your purse, and that will bring abundance into your life. I'll get the name and I'll put it in the feed afterwards in the messenger. I'm just blanking on it right now. No, it's not pyrite. It's different. I can't. It's okay. But you can use a pyrite as well, so that will bring it in. So you can I'll put it in the feed, but when Alex is suggesting a pyrite, bring it into your life, trust it, and bring it in there. You're blocking yourself. You are going to be okay. Money is good. Things are going to unfold, and like as Alex said, there's a new opportunity coming in the future. We also, thank you for that, Vicky. I'll finish it there. We also have Sandy, and she's asking about, we stick with the messages we're getting in here in the Texas at the moment, they don't go back to live quest messages, and it's Sandy, and she's wondering again about her job and if she should accept a job with a company called TKL.
TKL.
Well, Alex, I'll hand that over to you.
All right, yeah. Awesome, thank you. Hello,
and
Sandy,
then we'll go to live
again.
Calls after that.
All right, so Sandy, should she accept the job or not? Okay. Let me have a look what I've got showing for you, beautiful Sandy. Okay. Look, I feel like she's got a lot of weight on her shoulders at the moment when I connect in. It's like, you know, do I, don't I? It's like, it's one of those things that is in her own head at the moment. And I feel like she's been after a job change for a while, or she's been after a higher position for quite a while, with some time getting shown. And what I'm actually getting shown is I feel like Lee's going to actually help you, okay? But I feel like she's a bit concerned about, you know, do I take the next step? Because, you know, obviously, you know, yes, there are risks involved in, you know, accepting a new job. You know, we're worried about our finances, we're worried about this, we're worried about that. But I'm actually getting shown for her at the moment is I feel like it's something that she needs to start to accept. I feel like it is going to be okay within the workplace, but I feel like at the moment she's in two minds. So I feel like there might be a couple of job changes within the next few years, because I feel like she's trying to find her right pathway. And what I mean by her right pathway is that, you know, Sandy, she's moving forward, she's doing this, she's doing that, but I feel like she's coming to an involvement or a spiritual awakening as well. I do want to say that, you know, she holds on to a lot of pressure, and I feel like this is family concerns. I do want to say that I get shown that there is going to be some great celebrations and great areas to come through, but I feel like there's also going to be some sort of inheritance or some sort of extra payout coming her way. Now, in saying that, I do want to say that I feel like she should take the job, because I feel like there's a lot of career pathways that she wants to look into, but I feel like she just needs to start to, you know, take the risk, take the free fall, because whatever happens, happens, but I feel like it's going to be an okay journey for Sandy. That's me, very short, simple, and sweet with that. So, Sandy, ask yourself, how can I, you know, make the transition the best that I can, and, you know, allow yourself to take the transition. Listen to your heart. Don't put your mind into it. Listen to what you feel is right. Should I take it? Should I not? But listen to what you feel, because I feel like it's going to be the best journey for you. That's for you, Sandy. All the very best.
Hello. And Sandy, my sense about you is it's, but again, something similar to the lady, bring it into your life, that what you want. When I bring this your present job into you, I feel like you're restricted. You just don't feel it's for you. You don't connect with it. But when I bring this job that you're wondering if you should accept this, what I feel is empowerment. I feel when I bring it into you, it makes you feel stronger. It makes you feel proud of yourself and going forward. And I, like Alex said, I feel this job going forward is going to bring new opportunities and abundance into your life. And I also get this is I don't know what type the job is, but you have you're very, very sensitive. I'm going to say somewhat empathic. So the environment you're in right now is too harsh for you, whereas the job you're going to is much more to your tailored to you sensitivity. And I feel that you have a huge connection with children and with animals as well. And I don't know, like, again, I don't know what kind of a job you're going to or what area you're working for, but you're working with people. And I'm going to say there's something about you, like being the sensitivity of being maybe more in contact with your feminine side, that you can be bullied or people can be a bit brash around you. So I feel you need to bring some more balance into the feminine and the masculine. So own your power and take your power back. And for you, I'm going to say a tiger's eye crystal to carry that with you to help you. It's empowerment. It's doubting yourself, not feeling comfortable or confident in yourself. And I feel going forward in this job, this will boost you. It will give you the confidence. And like Alex says, I feel there'll be challenges and there'll be changes, but you'll be able to overcome them and there'll be positive outcomes for you. So trust and believe it and manifest what you want and bring it into your life, because I feel there's a bountiful of things coming in. But there's also something around friendship, kindness and friendship. And I'm going to say counseling skills are coming here in here as well. So I'm going, you're sensitive. Like I said, you're empathic. You pick up on people. I feel your friends come to you for help. So if this job isn't going down the counseling route, or if it's something to do with social area, with working with people, my sense in the future, counseling skills are going to be part of your life purpose. And I feel once you, whether you may have tapped into it in the past, but you're going to go back into that again, and that's going to be the way forward for you. So get a tiger's eye and use that. And that is for Sandy. I'll go back to taking calls right now, and we'll go to our next caller, please.
Hello?
Hello, hi. Who am I speaking to? It's Bernadette, and I have Alex here too.
Sorry, I didn't have my speaker on. Can you hear me?
Perfect. And what's your name, and where are you calling from?
My name's Pat. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hello, Pat. Is that short for Patricia?
Hi. Yes, it is.
Beautiful. And Pat, how can we help you? What question do you have?
Well, I have been struggling on all levels with my life, trying to prove, and I'm close to exhaustion. And if he's willing to give a general reading on every area, finances.
That would be what we're going to do, Pat. We're going to kind of just one question, maybe just see what comes up for you if you pull the card and see what comes in, because we kind of tailor it so we can give one question to each person, or, you know, one, so that we can get more callers in, because there's a lot of people waiting an hour. So, but if you want to avail of a mini reading, you can contact me or contact Alex. So let's,
okay.
So something, a general life reading, is that what you want? Just something, what's coming up for you? Do you want something like that?
On my growth. It's been
growth.
Extremely difficult, and I keep praying for changes to start manifesting. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'll hand you over to Alex.
Thank you. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Pat. How's it going, beautiful?
Okay. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Look, as soon as you started talking, I've got a very big, massive shoulder pain, and I feel like it's around my shoulder blade area, and I feel like I've got pain shooting down my back. So I don't know if you've got pain in your shoulders or in your back at the moment. Can you make some sort of validation of that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, straight away, hello, you know, it's the pain shooting. So I feel like, does this pain restrict you from working?
No, but I'm usually lying down. If I have a chance to lie down, I'll do that rather than stand or sit.
Yeah, because I feel like at the moment, I don't know if you've got arthritis or there is some sort of connection within that, but I'm getting shown that you really need to start to focus on your emotions, because what's happening energetically is that, you know, this year is an 11, so 2018 comes down to an 11. It's also a two-year, so it talks about planning, it talks about structure, it also talks about, you know, unity. And what I'm actually getting shown for you, Pat, is that you really need to start to have a balance within your life, because I feel like what's happening now is that, you know, you're wanting to start to explore. You're wanting to start to be open to a lot of things. I don't know why, but I keep getting shown there's been a lot of loss within your own self. So I don't know if it's family members who have passed, or if it's, you know, people who come and go, like friendships or so. Because at the moment, it's like you're pleading for help. It's like you're pleading for someone just to be there. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Did you say pleading for help for someone to be there? Yes.
Yeah, because what I'm getting shown is that, you know, at the moment there's been conflicts, there's been drama, there's been tension, there's been this, there's been that. And it's like you're at the point now where it's like, all right, I've had enough. But my thing is keep pursuing for what you want, because I do feel like, you know, there is a silver lining always at the end. And I'm getting shown that, you know, at the moment it's like everything's at a bit of, it's like your world's put down a 360. It's like everything's upside down at the moment. But what I'm getting shown is that you can actually make it possible. The thing that I want to say to you, when life gets hard, don't just quit. You know, find what you need, because a part of your own self is that you're very in tune to your intuition as well, I need to say. They're saying to me, it's that, you know, when things get hard, don't escape. You know, keep fighting, because I feel like there's a lot of conflicts, there's a lot of dramas, there's a lot of this, but I feel like things will work out. There's areas like your house and all that you're concerned about, but I feel like it's going to be okay. They're saying to me, just enjoy life at the moment, but I feel like you also need to break out some of your bad cycles as well, because I feel like you need to have more structure. You need to be more motivated within your own self. Does that make sense?
I need to what?
you need to be more motivated within your own self. So it's more like, you know, today I'm going to do this. You know, instead of being depressed or instead of being sad, you know, I'm going to change up a bit. I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. You know, find what you need. Don't just focus on the negatives. Focus on the positives, because my thing is, it's all going to move forward. It's all going to allow you to start to find your pathway. And, you know, what I'm getting shown for you is also practice forgiveness, because I feel like you've got a lot of guilt or you hold a lot of pressure on your own self.
Yes.
And I want to say to you, things happen for a reason. It's not your fault. And I'm not going to get too personal with you because, you know, we are live on air and I don't want to say things, you know, and, you know, talk things and it's like, oh, you know, I don't want to reveal your personal life. But just allow yourself to walk with total ease.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. When do you see things improving?
I'll pass you on to Bernadette with that because she might have that other aspect. Okay, Pat?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. God bless. God bless.
Thank you, Alex. We're trying to. I'll just kind of just add to what Alex said, but we just kind of going to keep it with one call, and you're getting, you know, look, Alex is doing very good reading. What came in for me with you was, it's almost like you need to charge ahead. First of all, you need to look at your commitment, and I feel like you need to start looking. You're on a life mission. You need to start. You need to slow down. You need to focus more. You need to set goals. Okay, so it's around you. It's a structure around you. I feel you're struggling, and as Alex said, struggling too hard, and like, holding on to things that you need to release. So I'm going to say that look, sit down, take a quiet time out, and just slow down. The way your shoulders feel uncomfortable, there's physical pain, but your life is imbalanced at the moment as well. I feel like what you need to be focused on, you're not, because you're committed to others. And I feel that that's who you are. You're a giver to other people. So you need to step back, look at your commitments or what you do or who takes your time, that you can say, look, I need to look after me right now. You need to bring the focus back to you. So it's like staying focused and charging ahead with confidence. And I'm going to say that will help your career path and help your life purpose. It's like you'll overcome money difficulties. But I also, you need to respect yourself in your relationship with others, because I feel you need to, again, take back your power and give yourself some time. And also, I'm going to say that the goals, focus is positive, but you need to set the personal goals. It's almost like you need to sit down, write it's like a soul journey. Take some time out and write some what you need to do. Do a daily planner, a weekly planner, whatever, and bring and manifest what you want into your life. I feel sometimes kind of you know you need to do this, but you step back from it. So I feel if you do that, your life will become more manageable. You'll get more clarity in moving forward with your life path and your life purpose. And energy work is coming in with me, energy healing work. I don't know if that's the area you're interested in, but that's coming in with me as well. It's like time for you to rise up. Start. It's about belief in yourself. So again, I'm going to say rutilated quartz for you or a tiger's eye. Rutilated quartz crystal to get one is for life purpose. But the tiger's eye is for your own self-power and self-will. Not giving all of your power to other people or trying to be what they want you to do or putting their needs before you. And I feel that's what's holding you back. You're putting your needs, you're giving them to others and then that's, you don't have the time to focus on yourself. Does that give you some kind of...
Okay.
And I feel going forward, things are going to change, but you have to, changes have to begin with you. You have to step back.
Right.
You have to focus. Do that commit. Look at that. Reconsider that commitment. Look at it and take out what you say, no, 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 yes, this is for me. And you'll get freedom. You'll get more time and more space for you to move forward. The slowing down will bring you home to yourself. And you'll cultivate, don't rush anything. And I feel you'll find your niche. And I feel it's going down the spiritual path or the energy healing path. If you haven't started it already, this is the area you need to focus on.
Thank you so much. Thank you both.
Yes, so
no
just rise above.
You have a great one.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one. Okay, we go to the next caller, please, and then we'll take some texts after that.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. And Kim, where are you calling from? This is Bernadette, and I have Alex with me as well.
Pennsylvania.
And Kim, Pennsylvania. And Kim, what is your question?
I saw you relocating, possibly out of state.
Okay. And do you want to know where, or do you have an area you're planning on relocating to? What's the question?
Well, it's cold here, so possibly somewhere warm.
Okay. So you want to move somewhere warm. So are you asking us to give you the name of a destination, or do you feel that, just to clarify, are you asking if that's the right move for you?
Is it the right move for me?
Okay,
and
that's
where?
Better. Because Alex is in Australia, so okay, he may not know all the places over here, you know, unless he's got a necklace in front of him. So, okay, so I'll hand on you over to Alex, okay? And then I'll get you after that.
Hey, Kim, how are you, beautiful?
Good, thanks. I've been to Melbourne.
Oh, have you? Zeddy, please don't ask me to what location, because I'm like, I would not have a clue.
No. Okay, am I relocating with someone out of where I'm at, like farther away?
Okay, this is what I need to say to you. Have you had some sort of relationship breakdown at the moment? Because I hate to say this in a bad way, but I actually feel you running away from something, because it's like, you know, you've had to pack your bags, close everything, and now it's like you want to run away. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
because I'm like, straight away, I'm like, look, I don't mean to be so, you know, hyped up or energized here, but it's like, all right, split themselves. They really want to come in and tell you that you need to start sorting yourself out now. Because I feel like that there is things that you're still holding on to this relationship. And I know it's about relocation, but spirits themselves, they work in funny ways, and it's like, and they're coming through, and they want you to know that the answer is not running away for, because I feel like there's some loose ends that you both need to tie with this, because I feel like you're also moving forward with relationships. But I feel like you yourself, Kim, you need closure from what's really happened. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
and I'm not saying it to be, you know, disrespectful or anything like that, but it's like, I want to say to you that relocation, yes, but I feel like you need to really, you know, I don't want to say this in the wrong way, don't take offense, but it's like, you really need to pull your socks up and just really focus on what you're wanting to do now, because it's like, yes, we can run away if things get hard, and I'm saying that, you know, relocation is definitely on the cards, because I feel like are you also with someone else now?
I don't know who else would be coming in. Is there someone?
All right. Because I actually feel like there may be someone else coming through, because I feel like what you need to do now is clear up the old ties. And what I mean by old ties is clear up things that are no longer needed, so you can start to refocus on your own life now. Because I get shown that if you start to move away now, I feel like, you know, you're running away from your problems. Yes, it's not a bad thing. Yes, it can be a bad thing. But I feel like you need to clear old connections and old ties before you relocate. Because I feel like relocation is coming up, but I feel like there's a lot of things that you need to do prior to that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there
also just in the
move with me?
Sorry?
Is there someone coming in to move with me?
Prior to that, before I get to that, I need to say to you, you need to start connecting to your parents a little bit more as well. I don't know why you shut everyone up completely, but this is what's coming in a side note. I do feel like there is going to be a move happening, but I feel like right now it's about financially getting yourself worked out. There's choices to be made. Do I move? Should I move? Should I not? I don't feel like there's going to be someone else just yet. I feel like there's a part that you need to clear the old. Clear the old, then go within the new first. This is what they're saying to me purely, and I feel like this is something that you need to have clarification on now so you can start to move ahead. But I feel like if you want to move, there's going to be someone else coming in. Energetically-wise, I feel like there's going to be someone else coming in, but you need to clear old connections first. Okay, honey?
Okay.
Don't be so hard on yourself, okay?
And Kim, thank you, Alex. Kim, I'm going to add in there. First of all, I'm going to say there's a lot of challenges. And when I connect with you, it's like moving and it's like, put it like this, it's like you want to go, but it's almost like you want to be on your own. You want to focus. You want to get away from it all. And I agree with Alex. I believe you are going to move, but I'm going to say it's going to be within the year, maybe to the latter end of the year. Right now, I feel there's a lot of challenges around you. There's a lot of things happening that you have to work through before you can actually make the move. And I'm going to say it's also, I feel you have to be mindful of your money, or look at your money, and when you make that move, make sure it's financially the right time to move for you, if that makes sense. I'm going to say that it's like you just want to get away from it. When I bring in what's going on right now, you just don't want to look at it, you don't want to hear about it, you want to be away from it, gone. But I'm going to say to you, recognize that victory is coming to you. You need to have confidence in yourself, but that confidence will come over when you overcome these challenges. Your self-confidence, I feel, has been knocked with what you've come through, and I feel that's around relationship. And I'm going to say stop making comparisons with other people or judging yourself against other people. Your life journey is designed. What's happening right now and the pain and the grief and what you're coming through had to happen for you to get to a better place. And like I said, there is challenges coming in there. The Seven of Wands coming there for you. There's something bigger in the future, something much bigger and brighter in the future. And I don't know where you live right now, but I feel like open space. You like open space. You like the sunshine. And what I see for you coming forward is beautiful open space and energy, high energy. And I'm going to say this is going to happen, but I feel it'll be within the next 8-9 months, not right away, because I feel there's something about you have to be mindful of your money and look at your money. So research what you're doing. Research financial and everything on relocation and moving and that and what's going to happen. And then it'll bring more clarity will come. So you need to take a little bit of time out. Focus on it. Don't just jump into it and you will make the right decision. And again, with you, I'm going to say just get a tiger's eye crystal for you, because I feel there's something around your self-confidence being hurt and feeling not good enough because of another person. You're comparing yourself to somebody else. So step back from that. There is challenges, but you're making progress, and there's something really, really beautiful in the horizon. But timing is everything, and I feel that's in the distant future, like we'll say in the next, I'm going to say 8 to 9 months in that period. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We'll go to next caller, please. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Am I speaking to?
My name is Kimberly. Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Pleased to meet you, Kimberly. How are you? And Kimberly, what were you calling for?
I am calling in reference to career. I've been teaching for a while, and I don't want to teach anymore. But not only that, I'm looking for, you know, maybe something creative I could do as well.
Okay.
So,
and Kimberly, where are you calling? Okay. Where are you
calling
from?
Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Lovely to hear from you. Been there once. And, yeah, so just to clarify, so you want your teaching background, but you'd like to go down the creative route. You want some more clarity and guidance around that.
Yes.
So I have Alex.
Yes.
Morgan here, all the way live from Melbourne in Australia. And again, if anybody is listening out there and they want to call in, please do so. And also, we're on live chat where you can call in, where you can text in and ask a message. So it's let me give it to you here. It's Angelic Willems. Sorry, agentpractitioners.com/live, and that you can call us on that. So I'll hand you over to Alex.
Okay.
Hello, Kimberly. How are we?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Cruising, enjoying the show. It's a fantastic show today. Loving it. Alrighty, so you're in the teaching background.
Yes, but that was never my passion.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Okay, let me have a look. The only reason I'm is because, you know, I feel like it's your foundation for now. I feel like, have you been doing it for like 10 years now?
Yeah,
because I'm like a part of you now. It's like you're sort of getting in with the old, out with the new. It's like you're coming into a part where it's like you really need to find your new central, your new existence, basically. Because I don't know why, but I feel like you're quite spiritual, and I feel like spiritually you're evolving. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's like you're moving forward, you're unlocking new ideas, you're unlocking new creations. But it's saying to me that you need to start to really have a plan. And what I mean by a plan is I don't just mean like, you know, a plan in your mind, a plan on paper. Because I feel like a part of you, have you been thinking of looking into having your own business?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm like, business is coming through very strongly. And I feel like it's something that... Once now, when I talk about business, okay, everyone loves to have their own business, but I feel like we need to also make sure that financially it's going to be okay. So I don't know if you are looking to the spiritual business side of things, or like some sort of retail or counseling, whatever it may be in that way. But what I'm getting shown with you, Kimberly, is I feel like keep your job part time for now. This is what I'm getting shown. I feel like, are you there full time, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. what I'm going to say is keep it part-time. Now, the reason why I'm saying part-time for you is that you need to have your foundation. Now, what I mean by a foundation, so if you think about, you know, right, working is giving you the income, correct? It's giving you the income. It's giving you the foundation. I feel like by you, if you just quit everything and you go and jump into a business, I feel like you need to have that sort of financial income aside, okay? So you're making some sort of benefit. I feel like that you doing your own business will actually help you quite well. But I feel like you need to really allow yourself to find what's needed and what you're wanting to do, because what sort of business were you thinking doing, beautiful?
Well, right now, I was thinking about doing maybe invitations, doing affirmations on vinyl or even on canvas, doing calligraphy and things like that. That's what I've been thinking about, because I love affirmations. I love writing. I love poetry, and I was thinking about, like, putting portions of poetry and calligraphy on canvas. You know, spiritual things.
Yeah, beautiful. I actually see that, you know, look, it's going to go well, but I feel like you also need to have your foundation, because I feel like if you just quit everything and go into a business side of things, I feel like there's going to be a lot of, you know, mishaps, and there's going to be a part of you like, you know, oh, my God, I shouldn't have done it. You're going to regret it quite a lot. But I want to say to you, keep your job part-time and then do your business, because that's going to have a balance. And what I mean by balance is that everyone needs to have a balance, because if you think about a single straight line, right, it's just one line. It goes up, it goes down, it doesn't move. And that's what's happening for you at the moment. It's like you're in the same structure, the same routine, you're in the same this, the same that. You don't have no movement. And at the moment now, it's like a part of it, it's like, okay, I want to explore now. What else is possible? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like, allow yourself to move, because the movement's happening. But I feel like keep your job for now as a security until once you start, you know, getting your name out there and getting, you know, your product or your brand out there. I feel like then you can start making the changes. But for now, I'm getting shown, keep your job part-time or, you know, do full-time, whatever you want to do, but have that balance. And what I mean by balance is stop working 24/7, because I feel like all you do is work, 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 work. You can work, but you need to have play time.
Yes.
And what I mean by playtime is get out, enjoy life, breathe, because it's like you work, 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 work. All right, I'm going to go to work again. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, my God, I haven't done this. Oh, I haven't done that. It's like take a chill pill, relax, balance, and get back into your life, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
No worries. Hopefully this has helped you, beautiful. And let me know how you go with your business, okay?
I will.
Yeah, And Kimberly, right. I'll add to
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Kimberly, I'm going to add to that. And I'm going to say that first thing that's coming in here, like you said, you did calligraphy and different stuff. My sense is you need to practice. Practice. And my sense is the poetry written in calligraphy, if that makes sense. And I don't know, for some reason, I know you have a teaching background, but I'm going to say my sense is you're going to combine your teaching background with your creativity, with counselling is coming in with me also, to reach out to help children, because children don't always communicate in the traditional way. And I'm going to say you're going to travel. There's going to involve traveling in this as well. But the other thing, one thing I'm going to say about finances and that, make sure you pay yourself first. Because I know you work hard and do things, but why do I feel like you put yourself at the end of it? You always must make sure that whatever you change, does that make sense?
Yes, perfect sense.
Yeah, you need to... Yeah, you need to pay yourself first. And also what I'm going to say here is coming in here is you're being tested. You know, there's a lot of tests, a lot of tension, and a lot of challenges I feel at the moment. Like when I sit into your working area, it's like, oh, God, I just can't do this anymore. It doesn't connect with me anymore. But listen to me.
Yes.
I feel you're also brainstorming. And brainstorming those problems is your gift. The tensions, the feelings you have in your working environment right now, as Alex says, you're going to stay in it for a while. You'll transition out of it. I want you to make notes. I want you to, even if you do a feasibility study, there's a lot going on there that you're brainstorming, your tension and your stress, like Saiba Wands is coming in here, so you're you're being tested, I feel. You can, through your creativity, you can help bring structure or resolve those problems. And I'm also going to say that the journey that you're on right now, you'll be kind of struggling a little bit, but then all of a sudden it'll just happen. You'll take action, you'll stop overcoming, and when you start communicating, you'll overcome blocks that you're blocking yourself in some way. In some way, I feel like you can be blocking yourself, if that makes sense. It's not
okay.
Trusting enough in yourself. Am I good enough? Because you're going from one, it's like you're going from one from the fire into the pan. It's two different areas, but it's not. The skills you have as a teacher and the experiences you have as a teacher with young people is your gift. And I feel that's where the poetry is going to come from. That's where the future is going to come from. But I'm also going to say that in here that there's also some things have to end. So I feel you will get away from the teaching, but you'll be and you might feel, oh God, when you leave it, you'll say, oh God, should I do that? You'll be a bit in crisis and wondering. But once you step away from it and focus on your creativity, which is your passion, you will come alive and there'll be a huge sense of relief and moving forward. So I'm going to stay with you, as I said, to get the rutilated quartz for your life path, okay? Rutilated quartz will help you open up. It's a crystal. Hold it to your heart and ask it to help you, give you clarity around your life path. Also bring in Archangel Gabriel to give you guidance. And also wear a turquoise, because I'm going to say when you're doing this, there's a little bit of jealousy or people around that, the people, your peers, may not always get what you mean or what you want to do. Does that make sense?
That's perfect sense.
Okay,
perfect.
So going forward, practice the calligraphy, start writing your poetry. In your job, I know it's stressful, start when you get some quiet time out and just focus on breath and see what came up today that I need to look at and just write it down, because in the future you're going to be writing your poetry around it. But like I said, you're going to combine your teaching skills and experiences, the emotional experiences through your calligraphy and creativity to do workshops for children. And you are going to write and you are going to be traveling internationally. That's my sense with you. So don't,
wow.
So trust
okay.
in you. Trust
okay.
in you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alex, too. You're welcome, Kimberly. I'm just going to go. I just want to give some the shows for next week and that, and then we'll hopefully have time to take another call, a few more calls. So hold on. Bear with me for a moment. I'll be back next week on Sunday. I'm going to give you the shows for next week. Hold on. Let's go here. So just on Sunday, that's today, I'll work on Monday. The Monday show is going to be an amazing show again, with Psychic Angel Tarot and medium readings with the co-founders of the International Association of Angel Practitioners. That's Maria G. Mass, and that's Dax Carlisle and Janice Funch. And that is at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. London time. So that'll be an amazing show, three very talented people. And then on Tuesday, March 13th, The Power of Three, plus your calls and readings with your host, Rose Fulhertz. Am I reading this week's or last? Yeah, Rose Fulhertz. Yeah, Rose Fulhertz, Vivian Auburn, and Fiona Miller. An amazing show, The Power of Three, the number three, and how significant it is. And they'll be taking your calls and doing many readings also. And it's Pacific time, 10 a.m., Eastern time, 1 p.m., and 5 p.m. London. And I'll be back on next Sunday. It'll be the day after St. Patrick's Day, so I'm going to do like an Irish day, and I plan to do some readings. I'm going to use the traditional playing cards and do some readings from traditional playing cards. I'll be taking your readings and taking your calls and maybe telling you a little bit about Irish culture, Irish history. So I'd love to have you next week on the show. I'm going to try and arrange maybe have some special guests. And also we have new hosts coming on with interpractitioners, so wait out and listen for that. We're going to be adding a second channel in the near future, so loads of new things coming in, so stay tuned. And you can stay tuned to interpractitioners.com/radio host for that. There's a new feature, as you saw today, the listening and the chat, so you can listen to us and chat with us live on air, and that's new edits. And then they have an amazing deal at the moment for the training. They have the three-course package deal for $197. And so you can learn more about that at asiapractitioners.com/courses/package197. And you can also join an International Indus Ocean Practitioners. And that's only, it's only like 30 cents a day to join it. And it's a great, so for more information there, for anything really, join www.angelpractitioners.com/IAAP, and also www.tarotguild.org/join. They also have some amazing courses out there on tarot and tarot training. And you know, you can become a member and you can become certified and get some courses. And the membership is like $67, and the courses for beginners courses only like $97. So if you're interested in tarot and would like to do that, check out www.tarotguild.org/join. And join the Facebook group, which is called it's facebook.com/groups/angelicrealms. And and also facebook.com/groups/Tarot Guild. Follow us on Twitter also. It's twitter.com/for angelic realms. So there's loads. So if you just go, just go to angelpractitioners.com and you'll get the details. And again, like next week, we have Monday, we have Dax, Maria, and Janice taking your calls and wait open lines. And we'll have Rose, Maria, and Vivian doing the number 3 and taking your calls. And I'll be back next Sunday with open lines. So with that, I'm going to go to see if there's another live caller, and then we'll go to text callers after that. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. Hey, how are you doing? And who am I speaking to? And where are you calling from? This is Bernadette, and I got Alex. I'm in Ireland, and Alex is in Australia. So where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Okay, I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. My name is Ashia.
Ashia, I love that. What's Ashia? Beautiful.
Thank you.
Like your energy, your beautiful energy, Ashia. And how can we help you, Ashia?
I have a question on career and love. Like, when you see me getting a job, I've been in a relationship.
You get a job. Well, we'll go a job, and we'll kind of stick to one question, but what's the love question so we can try to swing in the two there?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Just when you see me meeting someone and being in a relationship.
Okay. So let's say you want a question around just your career and love life in general, and we'll see what comes in, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'll hand you over to
you.
Alex and Ashia. It's pleased to meet you in Australia. All right, and then I'll talk to you after.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Hello, Ashia. How are you, beautiful?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Okay, look, I just want to say to you, are you a single mother?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm like, that's making a lot of sense now, because I'm like, you don't have time for work. And I'm not saying it in a bad way, because I feel like, do you have a 4-year-old daughter?
No, I just lost my son, February 2nd last year, when I was 7 months.
Okay, because I'm sorry to say, I'm here that because now you're saying that I've got a spirit coming through. And the thing that I want to say to you is that there's been a lot of heartache, there's been a lot of loss within your own self, and I completely understand why, but I also feel like that I want to say to you now, I know it's very out there, but I actually feel there's going to be another child coming within you very soon, because I feel like a part of you now, it's like, you've realized how big life is and how big life has its importance. And my thing is, don't put yourself down, because I feel like the 7-month-old that you lost, now, was that, was he born, correct?
I had to have the procedure. They had to get him out of me. His heart stopped beating.
Fair enough. Because I feel like there was a lot of, there's a lot of, I don't want to say guilt. It's more like, you feel like it's your fault. But I want to say to you that, these things happen for a reason, and you've got to stop beating yourself down. I know it's a hard process, but what I'm getting shown for you, beautiful, is I feel like work is going to come, but I feel like there's a lot of emotions that you're needing to really fix up, and, you're really needing to, start to focus on what you need to. There's a lot of choices coming through. There are a lot of choices. There's a lot of decisions that you are making. And what I mean by this is that you're sort of, yes, you're lost, you're confused, you're trying to find where you need to go. But I also get shown there's been a lot of heartbreak. And what I mean by this is that were you cheated on?
Yes, I felt like I was.
Yeah, because I keep getting shown there's like something else or there's someone else. It's like, there wasn't a lot of closure. I feel like you're still going through a lot of issues. You're still going through a lot of heartbreak and emotions. I feel like what I'm getting shown for you is Start to love yourself a little bit more. You know, I feel like there are big transitions happening, but I feel like what they're saying to me is one step at a time. Get your emotions down pat. Get yourself sorted. Get yourself in a part where it's like, you know what, things are going to be okay, but I feel like you're going to make a lot of changes. So relationships are going to come, but I feel like you need to fix all that aspect up at the moment, because you're, I feel like a part of you, it's like you're ready for love, but I feel like your heart's ready, but I feel like you yourself are not ready. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I feel like, to be quite honest with you, I feel like jobs are going to come through, but I feel like you need to get into that motivation where it's like, you know what, I'm going to get a job, I'm going to find a job, or I'm going to do that. So it's like, you need to find your purpose now, find your passion, because it's like you're holding on to way too many problems, and I understand why, but it's like one step at a time, beautiful, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the little girl, what did you mean by that little girl?
It's more like I felt like a four-year-old. I felt like you had a four-year-old daughter or you had a child in that aspect. That's what I was picking up.
Okay.
So it was me confirming that you had a child and I got a connection to a four-year-old. So I don't know if there is, did your ex have a four-year-old? Or did your ex have a child as well?
He had a little boy. He had a boy.
Okay, and was he four?
No, I think he was like six or seven, something like that.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave that there, but I feel like there's going to be changes coming through, but I feel like right now, it's about yourself now, focusing on you, okay, beautiful?
Okay, yeah.
No worries, don't be so hard on yourself.
Okay, I won't. Thank you. I thought you were saying I was going to have a
little girl. Okay. Ashi, I'm going to just add to that, okay? The first thing I'm going to say when I connect with you, Ashi, and I've got to say, you have a very, very gentle energy. So my sense is that you have really, really suffered a lot of grief and loss. And my sense, you lost your baby, and my sympathies for that. But it's like a knock-on effect, a lot of losses in your life with the relationship as well. And I said, all of that, the impact it had on you is like you're in your boots. No self-worth, no self-esteem, and not trusting enough in yourself or believing enough in yourself and blaming yourself. And I'm going to say, you know, and even with your little baby, God or the higher power of the bees takes those that are too good for this world. That's the way I look at it. So just to know that you are very protected. You have an angel. He's with you all the time. But I'm going to say you need to release and stop blaming yourself and take your power back. Because I feel, even to speak to you, I feel you're very sensitive and you're very gentle. And it's like people take advantage of that. So I'm with Alex. Yeah. I don't feel you're ready for a relationship right now. I don't know if you sought any counseling or anything like that, because you've been through an awful lot. And you know, you hear you're talking to us, but if you haven't sought counselling, I would say to seek out some counselling, because grief sometimes when you're going through it, loss of a baby especially, it doesn't happen. You don't connect because there's so much happening and you don't have time to grieve. And then a relationship to break down, it makes it very, very difficult. So I'm just saying, if you haven't had any counselling, and I don't know if you had, you can say yes or no, or you don't have to, I'd recommend you do that just for you to help you heal and to build you up again, because I feel like there's so much pain in there. And I'm also going to say that I feel like you tried to fix somebody else, or you did everything in your power, and I'm going to say that's around the relationship, to be the right partner, to do the right things. You actually made yourself, we'll say, a round ball to fit into a round hole, when that's not who you are. You tried to accommodate the other person too much. You can't fix anybody else, so I want you now to turn around and fix yourself. But I'm also going to say, sometimes you can be a bit stubborn, if that makes sense. You're very gentle, but I'm going to say you can be stubborn. And when you stick your feet into the ground, boy, we will not go. So sometimes I'm going to say that's protection, and that's fear, and not trusting, okay? So I want you to trust. I want you to have courage. And if that means reaching out and talk to somebody, I want you to do that, because things are going to change. Your life is going to change very gently and slowly. But I'm going to say it's important that you communicate. And is there something about a home? Why am I thinking about a home? Because I feel right now you're in a limbo between two places. You're like trying to let go. You're trying to break old patterns and trying to move forward and detach from what has happened or not look at it. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So, but I want you to know I want you to know that, like I said, you are very protected, okay? The things are going to work out. It's like when you start looking at you, focusing on you, focusing on the, on, you have to make decisions. And there's a lot of new beginnings coming in. I don't know if the decision means you need to move somewhere else or travel, but there's some travel coming in for you as well. It's almost like, and success is coming. You are going to go through this, and you are going to come out the other side, but it'll take a little bit of time, okay? It's going to take a little bit of time. But I'm also going to say that I see in the future, like, there's somebody around you who causes a lot of drama. Is that your ex? Like, when you try to do something, he can he manipulates or causes more stress around you and drama?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, he is. So he's toxic to your energy. And what he does is he takes your power away. And I was telling somebody else earlier, I want you to wear, for you, I want you to wear, if you have, turquoise crystal or a turquoise piece of jewelry, wear it, because that protects you, okay? And especially around him. And also to get a tiger's eye crystal, and that's for yourself. It's like he disempowers you and he puts you down. You are a beautiful woman. You're a goddess, both inside and out. But he would have he made you feel different. And I want you to know that's who you are, a goddess inside and out. Also use an amethyst. That helps with grief and loss. And I'm curious, did you name your baby? I'm just wondering, if you haven't named your baby, it's very, very important
that you do.
Yeah.
I do.
And plan to tree or do some kind of a ritual just to validate him and that going forward. And I'm going to say, so a lot of it is about you, of looking after you and taking care of you and being good to you. And I feel you, like the woman that was on a few minutes ago, and I feel when you do that, there's more coming home to yourself. But there's something about a home as well. Your home will feel more safe. I feel in some way in your home, there's something around it, whether that means changing home or whatever. But there's home, harmony, security, and love coming to you. But it has to start with you, and that is reach out and talk to somebody. If you feel like crying, allow your tears to flow. Tears are healthy. And step back from your ex, because he's toxic to your energy. Does that give you some kind of clarity or help you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
yes, ma'am. So, yeah, I did see me getting a job, though.
I'm going to say right now, I feel like, maybe as Alex is picking up later on, I feel right now you're still quite vulnerable. I feel a job will come. I feel link with a therapist or a counselor if you haven't done that to help you build your self-esteem up, and the job will come. Something part-time, I feel, initially. And I feel like it's something that right now I feel like you'd rather something where you kind of maybe have a little bit of your own space. So I'm going to say, look for jobs around you, something gentle, something, I'm going to say maybe even if it's working in a supermarket or something like that, but something where you kind of can work on your own and do stuff. And flowers are coming in, or working around flowers or outdoor as well comes in for you. But I feel it's coming. But right now I feel it'll be a little while. You have to self-care of yourself first and come through your grief. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay, yes, ma'am.
Right. And with your permission, I will send some healing, and I'm sure Alex will do afterwards, all right?
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Alex, I recognize the little girl, a 4-year-old girl. One of my exes does have a 4-year-old girl.
Okay, so
there you go.
Because I'm like, I don't know if you are a mother to that child. That's what I was getting at.
Okay. All right.
No,
thank you.
Look after yourself, okay?
Thank you very much, Oshia. Thank you very much, Oshia. Thank you.
All right, yeah.
And let's see if we have... Too. Thank you very much. And do we have time for another call?
Yes.
One more call?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Who is this? Hello?
Is it me?
Yes.
It's me.
What's your name? Yes, it's you.
Holly.
Hi.
Holly from Seattle, Washington State.
Wow.
I made it through.
Delighted. What's your first name?
Holly.
Holly. Okay. All right. So we'll Holly, what is your question and what you need?
Job.
About your job, is
it? How long should I stay here? Yeah. It's very hard right now.
So. Okay. All right. Alex, I'll pass that over to you, and then we'll take you afterwards. All right.
Thank you.
Hello, Miss Holly. How are we?
Hi there.
I have never heard someone so excited to come on the show. It's like, yes! She made it on. She made it on. She's like, yes, look at me. Love it, love it, love it. All righty. So, Miss Holly, how can I help? Mainly about your career, is it?
Yeah. So it's
all right.
Yeah.
You know, well, you're not loving it, aren't you? You're really not loving it. I'm going to be honest with you. There's too much negativity, and I feel like this has got to do with another female at work, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like they're weighing you down physically, they're weighing you down emotionally, they're weighing you down energetically, and it's like everything's just up, down, up, down, up, down. It's coming to a point where it's like, do I have to really go to work? I'm trying to make 51 excuses to get out of work. And it's saying to me that, you know, I feel like, you know, yes, you need the money. Now, I don't know why, but if you're in, like, some sort of retail customer service, to me it's just one big political, you know, environment.
Yeah. They're, like, ganging
I have to be careful because a part of me just wants to swear and say how it is. I'm like, I ain't going to swear on here. I feel like for you, Holly, is that, you know, you're someone who really doesn't take no for the answer. And I feel like you're someone who can be quite blunt. You can be quite, you know, look at me, tall soldier, and you're going to say how it is. And, you know, when I connect to your energy, I feel like there is that fiery personality. I feel like there's that fieriness about you. And I feel like you really take no for the answer. You really take no as not the answer because you want to know where you stand. I want to say with this job at the moment, I do feel like there is area of growth. Now, what I talk about area of growth is that there is some sort of movement. Now, when I look at your cards here straight away, I've got the Tower, I've got Three of Swords. Now, what that means, the Tower talks about, you know, there is some sort of collapse, there is some sort of breakage of, you know, the workplace. And the Tower, if you think about it, you know, the Tower is a tall, strong building. And, you know, when you've got the tall, strong building, it's like, you know, you have that sense of, you know, everything's going to be okay because it's tall and strong. But when it's starting to collapse, it's like things are up, down, up, down. There's also betrayal. I've got three swords here. There's betrayal. There's, you know, a lot of envy. There's a lot of, you know, talk the talk. People will talk the talk and then people will go talk about this and, you know, they'll talk about this and I'll talk about that. My thing that I get shown for you is that there are a lot of career opportunities coming your way, but it's saying to me that you now need to start to allow yourself to find that opportunity to grow, to allow yourself to soul search, to allow yourself to allow yourself, really find that happy place for yourself because I feel like there is going to be some sort of career pathway. You know, there will be parts going on. There will be new confirmations coming. I feel like, you know, find your pathway, find your next purpose because you're going to keep going. I feel like don't let this be your ending. I feel like keep moving forward because you're going to find what you need. You're going to allow yourself to be open. You're going to allow yourself to have new times, new directions. But this is your obstacle. This is your calling to start to make a change now because you know you need to move. It's not right for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too negative.
It's too toxic.
Mm-hmm.
It's way too toxic. So my thing for you is make the move. Cut, see you later, make the move. But I feel like stay there until you find a job for now. Okay, beautiful?
Yes, thank you so much.
No, that is for you.
Thank you.
And I'm good. And Haley, I'm going to say that because we're over time, we're finished, the show is over. I'm going to affirm what Alex said, and I'm going to say thank you for calling in. And I just want to thank everybody. Thank you. I'm going to thank all the callers. Alex, thank you for calling. It's been awesome. We'll do it again. And should have his own show. And hopefully that'll be the next move in the future. Next time we'll have him back to talk about his own show, hosting his own show.
No.
And so we want to thank Yes, again, thank you. Wishing I want to thank Dax very much, so much from the background. Thank the people for coming into the chat now, which is amazing. I'm a bit slow on that yet because I am as IT savvy as Dax and Alex. But and also thank you for all the people that called in, all those in the chat room. And we'll be back next week, I said, with an Irish theme, and I'll be doing open calls, open lines, and it'll be awesome. And again, hopefully we'll have Alex back in the near future. Thank you, and wishing all those mothers out there a happy Mother's Day, and God bless, and angel blessings to everybody. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you as well, Bernie.
Bye. Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.